Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Chelsea.
What's
you're,
up?
Your character. You're scary.
Hey, that's how I am in real life. You know me, so I'm scared. You don't want to mess with me.
How much fun are you having doing that?
Oh my God, it's been amazing. It's been so much fun, like getting to play with everybody. And I feel like, again, like you kind of know me, so I'm very similar to Mari in a lot of ways, except for like the activism. That's where I had to kind of had to do my research. But she's strong. She's in your face. She has a big heart, and she puts this mask on of like more strength than what she really has. And I found out like about a year ago, I do the same thing. I didn't know it. And so being able to put her like in front of the world is like, yes, this is what we need. Like a badass chingona Latina that isn't a chola, even though she kind of looks like it in a way, you know, but she's not. And it's like breaking down barriers and breaking stereotypes. And I love Mari. She's the best. I'm like, yay.
She's dope.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Dígame.
That sigh said it all.
What's wrong with Johnny?
You know what? He's sprung, man. He's whooped is what he is. You know what? Nothing's wrong with him, man. He's a good dude. He's just, you know, love is a hell of a drug, right?
Damn.
You know, it's just Lynn is his kryptonite, man, and you know, he's got good intentions. He wants to do the right thing, you know. He's for the most part, he's got a good head on his shoulders, you know what I mean? It's just but he has that one love that he can't shake, you know. You can't shake that kryptonite, and which makes him do some stupid decisions, you know what I mean? It's got him thinking with the wrong head sometimes, you know. But for the most part, I think, you know, he's not a bad guy, you know what I mean? It's just, I think there's going to be a lot of people that I feel relate to the scenario, you know, the situation of just kind of wanting to do the right thing, but trying to follow your heart at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one. So the one thing that I noticed with your two characters, you both have a lot of good, but yet you do things where it doesn't always show out. Like, there's a lot of wrong that goes with the things that good that's around in the pieces. When you first saw the script, I mean, how intriguing was it to be able to play a role like that is so complex?
It was surreal, and it was amazing at the same time. It was like, wow, this is a character. Wow, I get to play this character. Wow, wow, wow. Like, and I think, again, like you said, like, Mari has the best intentions. She's a rebel with a great cause. So even though she goes about it maybe the wrong way sometimes, she's doing it for the greater good, you know? And, again, you might ruffle a little feathers, but you're trying to keep the family together, the community together. So it's like you think about it as a whole, and that's why she does it. So, like you said, it's kind of maybe not the best tactic, but at the same time, what is the best tactic? You could go and try to sign a petition, and it doesn't do anything. Or you can go and burn a building down. That might not do anything either. But so, you know, there's never a really right way to do it. But she's doing what she knows, and she's doing what she can at the end of the day.
And I'm just trying to save your brother, Johnny.
Right, right.
I feel like I pick up the slack, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she just wants me to, you know, she just wants me to get my shit together, man.
Yes. Help me out, man. I'm carrying 2 tons. You're only carrying 1.
How important is for you guys to be part of a series like this? Like, have that voice to talk about the community, talk about Latinos, and how important for you?
You said that, and I'll finish it.
How important? Well, I think it's important that I was asked this earlier. I think it's important that we're representing our community in the way that it should be represented. You know, I think it's you don't see it like this very often. You see a very stereotypical way of a Hispanic community, right? You see the gangbangers, you see the cholas, you see the gardeners or the maids, you know, and it's like you don't see the guy that's just, you know, trying to pay the rent. You know, you don't mm-hmm. see the guy that's just that goes to work and just and it has a baby on the way and is just going through the same universal issues that any person of any color goes through. So I think it's very important to just kind of represent that we're all Latin Americans. You know what I mean? Like, you're African American, you're Latin American, you're Asian American. You know, we're all American, and we all go through these same issues with our families, with our losing loved ones. And I think that it's, you know, I'm just very proud to be able to finally, I think we're representing it finally in a way that it hasn't been, you know?
Yeah, and then for me, I grew up in this area that we're talking about. Like, and so it's like to be able to tell a story from where I'm from, I grew up there, you know, it's a breath of fresh air. Because again, it's not the stereotype. It's not being written by someone that's not Latino. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was so important. Like, the writer's room was all Latinx. It was queer. It was amazing. And I think that shows so much of why the show is so well written. It's so well done. Because you always see stories that are told from a different perspective. Our story from a different perspective. And it never hits the mark. And that's why this, it makes such a big impact. And for me, it was just, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Like, again, it took me like 10 minutes to get to set when I was filming, which is never happens, you know? And it was just, it's beautiful. I just, overall, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And it warms my heart. And I'm like the Grinch, and my heart is growing even bigger. Not that it was small to begin with, but like, now it's just growing even bigger.
It's being represented right because we have the right people working on the project.
Yeah, you know, no, I mean? Not even that, but like from Stars to Tanya to Big Beach, yeah. Like to the writer, to the directors, to like the DP, like everybody from every department did for their sure. job.
But like the writer specifically, particularly, I'm saying is like these characters, everything they're going through, are these people who are writing it, you know what I mean? These people are representing, like, hey, we're not representing this, and they're putting it on paper, and we're being able to portray that and show the world, like, look, man, this is what, you know, this is us, you know what I mean? It's not what you normally think.
Hashtag this is us.
This is us, right, hey, hashtag that, yeah. This is us.
We'll get a lot more views now.
Yeah. Oh, the show, right, yeah. Oh,
that, you didn't even get it!
Oh, my head, I'm like, this I was about to be like, man, we can make a show called This Is Us. Oh,
oh
man.
My God.
Whoop, my brother. Way past over my head.
That's definitely one of the things I noticed in the writing of the show, because many of us probably know Johnny.
Yeah.
And we know Amari. And it is really, really good to see it right there in front of you, because even though it's similar to what's going on in other communities, it's just that there's something
too, yeah.
about, as the Latino community, we see it slightly different, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we have the curandera, and you have the neighborhood, the person in the neighborhood that knows everything that's going on in the neighborhood.
right. La chismosa, right?
Yeah,
la.
No, that's the thing that, for me, the one thing that I liked about it that connects so much. Shut up. I have my ear to the ground. I'm not talking and hearing everything. You know what I'm saying? But for me, the coolest thing for me was dealing with the machismo-ness in the household that we live in. Because I don't know if you guys saw that scene, but there's a scene where they deal with it. And I grew up with my mom in a single mother household with my sister. So I didn't experience that. Like, I was always like, I'm independent, I'm strong, I got it. So to have to deal with that in the show, I was like, damn, okay, so I can't say anything, I gotta be quiet. And it was so unnatural for me, and it made me like connect to like everybody that does go through that, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, like, I didn't experience it in the home. You deal with it in out in the real world, of course, but in the home it was such a strong, like, my mom was just badass. So that for me was really interesting, to deal with the like whole like the traditional Latino like family. And so for me, that was like really interesting to do,
yeah,
and deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but whatever, man.
And
yeah.
That's why it comes off so authentic, because not only have like the writers like lived this, so have you guys.
Yeah, it's like, that's the thing. Like, we're kind of normal people.
Sure.
Like, I graduated from Montebello High School. Like, always went to public school. Like, I have issues with my family, like everybody does, you know. And I've been able to act but also live a normal life. And I think that's kind of helped me stay grounded and be able to play a character like this, where it's not like I'm trying to be this. It's kind of like, oh, it's me.
This
like,
my life.
Hashtag thug life.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know my Instagram. I'm always hashtagging thug life. It's just my phrase. Like, it's like, I'm not even a thug, but I'm just like, hashtag thug life. You know, you got to see.
And I know her mom. So.
Yeah, and my mom's a little thug life though. Like, I found out some stories about my mom beating some people up, getting kicked out of schools, and I was like, "Mom, you did what? You're so like innocent and laid back. How what? Like, so I got it from my mama."
So, are there any funny stories that, like, because you know the cheese man around the neighborhood? I grew up in that neighborhood too. So you know, word goes around, and suddenly there's some. If you're walking down the street, everybody's out. Have you have any stories of people barbaring you saying? Trying to be there.
Well, no.
Oh,
I
like while she was shooting? Oh.
No, I had a couple people Instagram me and Facebook me, like, I just saw you passing by our shop and stuff. And I was like, hey, yeah, that was me. Like, I was on the bike. So that was cool. So that was good stuff. I have, like, an ex sliding in my DMs recently, and I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, nah. Block.
Invasion of privacy.
Yeah. But nothing crazy, that I could think of. Like, I have other stories, like, from back in the day where, like, the way the rumor mill spills and stuff, but not, like, of the show specifically. I'm like...
Me? I don't know. No one knows me in that case.
Yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Did you grow up locally, or
no? I'm from the Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Shout out San Francisco. You know, yeah, man.
Just go like this.
I don't know why I did that. Like, I had this, like, but yeah. Oh, no. Man. Oh yeah, definitely, man. You know, I'm loyal to my soil, so
he's crazy.
Stay repping all day.
Yeah. That's it. What? I didn't say anything.
So now you have 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping for next 6?
Hopefully we get more than 6. And hopefully
more,
we get more than
just,
that again and again and again.
There's a lot of stories that can be told, you know. There's we focus very much on the Hernandez sisters in this season, but you know, when as you watch the series, as you know, as you guys have seen the series, there's a whole nother family, you know. There's our family.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's there's so many, a world of stories within there. There's the combination of the Sanchez and the Hernandez family, the dynamic of how they've
so
grown up
ways.
Together. You know, there's Emma and her, you know, sexuality. There's so many more stories to
tell. Yeah, for me, like, I want to deal with some stuff with Nelson. Like, because I feel like my character has an issue with that. And then I also want to deal with Cruz, because she has kind of the same sort of vibe that I've got, but it's just different generations. So there's so much that I hope that we get to play with at some point. But again, we just got to hope for more seasons, and we got to hope that the writers write certain things that we might want. We might be like, hey, throw in the scene where, like, I beat up Nelson or something in the alley. Like,
I wrote about 4 scripts already based solely on me that I got to pitch to Tanya. Like, listen, I really think we can go somewhere with this.
Yeah. But they're very open to what we talk about. Like, there's certain lines. I remember, like, I think it was in the pilot presentation, I had to say something, and I had never said that before. And I was like, well, I don't know if I say that, or da-da-da-da. So then Tanya's like, well, what would you say then? I was like, oh, well, I would say this. And she's like, okay, say that then. Like, it was super, like, cool, easy, like, and it's great to work with people like that.
It's very collaborative, yeah.
Yeah.
Inclusive, very cohesive.
We're a family.
Very cohesive, yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
No, we've literally gotten together at my house, at Misha's house, like... We had the, what are we doing next? I'm supposed to have something, because I'm moving, so we're going to have, like, a dinner
little
when
house,
I move to my new place.
Housewarming.
The housewarming party. Yeah. My neighbors are going to hate me.
Yeah.
I'm going from a house to an apartment, so I'm used to having space.
Yeah.
Well, because I live with my mom. Like, okay. Me and my mom are, like, a married couple, and, like, we're husband and wife. We take care of my niece. And so now I'm moving out with my boyfriend, so it's going to an apartment. So I'm used to having my space and being loud, and now I'm, like, someone is under me. I can't, like, stomp around if I wanted to.
That's why you had to move to the first floor, man.
Well, that was the only thing available, and it was the best apartment that I saw. Trust, bro, we looked. Yeah. But now I'm closer to my friends, Santana, Noemi, and stuff, you know? This so guy?
We get to hang out?
I'm around.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love your personality.
Thank you.
She's great.
Yeah. No, and if you follow me on Instagram, I'm me like this in life.
Legit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I have a couple people tell me that. They're like, yo, like, you're just you, huh? And I'm like, yeah. But it's because a lot of people put on a persona specifically
right.
for social media. It's a branding sort of thing. But I'm kind of like, I'm just going to brand myself as me. Get a little Mexican sometimes, or I could be a little proper and, you know. Be like, excuse me, so what do you think about the ozone layer around the globe? But thanks, I like it.
You're totally her, man. Yeah, you so are.
Yeah. I think I'm a nicer version of Mari.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm more bubbly and she's a little bit more aggressive.
Sure.
But she's had to be that way.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel the downside that she's not as harsh as she really is.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. She puts on a mask of that. And
yeah.
I think she has to, growing up in that area.
Yeah,
and then also, like I said, with the home situation that she has, she wants to be even tougher in the real world and be like, oh, no, like, I'm going to be in charge sort of thing. And you see certain things, especially with Tlaloc, you see a whole different side of her. And then when you see her, like, later with Emma, you see a different side of her as well. And so you get to see so many different layers that she has. And that's also cool because it's like, okay, let me be this way or let me be that way. How do I feel today? Like, you know, and everybody, that's so true to real life. Like, someday I'll be more quieter because I'm just, But then other days I'm like, la, 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 you know, like, so it just depends what mood I'm in. And it's the same thing with Mari. Around different people, she's different ways and she feels a different way certain times. Humans.
Yeah.
We have emotions.
Isn't it crazy how humans have feelings?
Right? Yeah.
Characters are humans. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what's really good about the show is that they're really showing humanity.
Humanity,
really.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Because
and it's universal.
Yeah.
Like, literally, anybody anywhere can connect to grieving, can connect to love, can connect to the first love and that pull that it has on you.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, gentrification's happening all over the place right now, you know? So everybody can relate to that. Everybody can relate to the guy that makes you go goo goo gaga and you can't even make a sentence. You know, everybody's had that. So it's everything's universal and we just happen to be brown people that are doing it. Yeah, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
I was guessing. You said, puede.
And she just turned 88.
What?
You just turned 88?
No, Dolores. I was like,
Dolores.
I know, it kind of hit me. I was
like,
wait, because I just turned 25. So I was like, are you trying to say I'm 28 right now, but you said it wrong? Like,
good for your age.
And I was like, it's the contour.
Okay. Where did the years go?
I don't know, man. Yeah, but we're just glad that you guys are liking the show and you guys care enough to
absolutely.
Be here and talk about it.
Really. For you though, I want to ask you. We've been noticing that there's more talent coming out from Shure High School, Bosco Tech.
I don't know about that. Montebello Oilers right here representing.
Let's just put it this way. We have the new Magnum PI went from Bosco and you went to Shure, and then now he's the new Magnum PI. We have you coming out of Montebello. For the people who grew up around that area, what can you tell these kids who are looking at you and say, maybe I could be the next you?
You can. It's honestly, it comes down to self-confidence, because that's a thing where a lot of people will tell you in a lot of different casting rooms, like not just me, but my friends are told, like, you're so confident. And it's something that you get people's attention. Because if you have doubt, then you're not going to play the character 100% the way you think. And you're like, and they feel it. And so it's like, you just got to be confident in yourself. And you also have to put in the work and be continuous. Like, this is my, like, I'm going in 19, almost 20 years acting to get this part and to get this project. And I've been able to work with amazing people on amazing projects, but this is that heart that you wait for, you know, like that transplant that, like, you could get a kidney that, like, matches, but you want a heart that matches, you know? And, like, so that's for me. And, like, I'm actually going back to my high school to talk to the seniors in June. I'm going to go to my high school this month to talk to them, like, the drama classes leading up to, like, hey, Get Stars. Technically, you guys are underage, but you guys watch it anyway, so watch my show, you know? but it's just about, you can do it. And that's whether if you want to be an actor, whether you want to be a doctor, whether you want to be an astronaut. Like, you have to believe in yourself and not listen to negativity. Because, again, coming where we're from, you hear a lot of no's. Like, a lot of my family's like, well, you need a real job, or why aren't you going to go to college, or why aren't you going to do this? And it's like, yo, I'm focusing on this, and now it's paying off, you know, and it takes time, and it takes hard work, and there's times where I was driving Uber, or I was doing, like, real estate stuff on the side to make ends meet, but I never gave up on the dream and the goal. And you kind of just have to have the horse blinders on and focus on what you got to focus on. Like, I was lucky that I had my mom in my corner the whole time, but a lot of people don't have that, you know? So I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed. But it's just be confident. Stay true to what you want. Do what you got to do. If you got to be, like, I remember when I used to play basketball for Montebello, I kind of sucked my freshman year, but my sophomore year I was better. But it's because I was a gym rat and I was always there. And I went from, like, seven man off the bench to a starter. And it was because I was just always there putting in the work. And it's like, it's that for acting as well. You got to be putting in the work. Like, you could be practicing or, like, acting with anything. Right now, I could start crying and be like, oh, my God, I lost my job, this, this, that. And you're like, what, you did? And I'm like, nope, I was just practicing. You know, like, I was at in Curie High School in Chicago yesterday talking to the kids. And I told them, like, when sometimes I might get in trouble for this, but if I was having, like, if I didn't really study for a test or I didn't feel prepared for a test, I would, like, fake cry leading up to getting to class. Because I was a good student. I had good grades. I got along really well with the teachers. So they didn't think of it weird that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I would start crying. They're like, Chelsea, what's going on? No, I miss. I'm cool. Like, I don't want to talk about it right now. Like, are you sure? No. Like, you know, just put your head down, dude. Don't worry about it. Da-da-da-da. I was like, all right, miss. Thanks. And I would take a nap. But, again, that's practicing. Like, it's probably a bad thing that I did that. But, again, I got good grades, so I would end up passing the test later. But I was a good kid. Like, I literally have some of my teacher's numbers in my phone that I, like, hey, Merry Christmas, or hey, I'm going to pass by the school, or what's up, you know? And so it's just, you got to believe in yourself. That's period, bottom line, believe in yourself. And be like, si se puede.
We are done.
Oh,
awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can we give a shot with you?
Yeah.
Over here. Ooh.